Porque siempre la afición se estremece con pasión cuando quedas entre todos campeón. Y se ve frente al balón a un equipo de verdad que esta tarde de ambiente llega.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Partido Partido Podcast, the English speaking podcast about all things Atleti. Welcome to our episode about the Liverpool game. We will have a special guest with us for this one. Please welcome Maxi. How are you doing, Maxi?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks a lot for coming. We're very glad to have you on. And I'm sure you're in quite a good mood after the game yesterday.
Yeah. It's hard not to be.
Of course, Emmanuel is here with us. How are you doing, Emmanuel?
Well, I'm not doing great, but well, a little loss, and you can, like Maxi said, he's happy. I guess this is how fans of Bayern Barcelona used to feel in between 2014 and 2016 when Atleti defeated them in the Champions League. So it's not the greatest of feeling, but well, we move.
Okay, so you just talked about that. So please give us your thoughts about the Liverpool game.
Like I mentioned earlier, I'm not feeling great because, well, the team gave their all on the pitch. And to be honest, we deserve to win that game. Well, the red card came and changed things. We created so many chances. We could have scored more than two goals, but we scored two. That was great. But like I said, the red card changed many things. I think in the first 17 minutes of the game, Liverpool were by far the better team. They passed the ball swiftly, moved the ball from side to side, created 1v1 situations. On Atleti's left-hand side, that Salah vs. Carrasco, and that didn't end well. That ended up with Salah scoring his first goal after he drifted inwards and had a shot at goal. The second goal, well, that really annoyed me because as the ball came into the box and before Felipe cleared the ball, Koke told him to calm down and play the ball with no under pressure, but well, Felipe miscues his clearance and it lands on Keita, and wow, he scored a very brilliant goal. But I was so happy with the reaction from the team because this gave me the vibe of that of 2014 at the bridge, in which despite Atleti going behind, we're calm. Cholo told the players to be calm and we reacted brilliantly. We saw the partnership from Felix and Griezmann paying off for the second goal. But before that, Atleti took the corner like they have been doing this season, take a shot. And we have 1v1, be it Carrasco, Lemar, and Lemar got the better of Trent, and Atleti had their equalizer. For the second goal, it was just a moment of joie magic. I'm sure Atleti fans are getting used to that. Hopefully, we'll see more of that. Taking on Keita, spinning him around in between three players, and giving the ball to Griezmann, whose first touch was just great. His first touch is what enabled him to have a gap between him and Van Dijk and to have an effort on goal. So I think Atleti really did great because we made the runs in behind. And like we said in a previous podcast, Liverpool are not great at tracking runners in behind. So Atleti made the most of that. And with the ball and cooking the team, and given how both players are fantastic in long-range passing, we were really good. And like we said last time in last podcast before the game about City targeting the right-hand side of Liverpool, I think Atleti did that in the fact that in the first half, we had João Felix on the left of Atleti's left, that's Liverpool's right, just staying and keeping with, and you see Rodrigo De Paul, Koke switching play to him, and that gave Atleti a chance for progression. In the second half, it was a similar thing, and Atleti doing that kind of pull Matip out of position, and that is how the space was created for Griezmann to take a beautiful touch into that space and have a shot at goal. But in the second half, that didn't materialize because Atleti were down to 10 people, and it wasn't really going because despite the fact that we have put two players and there's a space, there's nobody to run into that gap or maybe exploit that space. So overall, I think Atleti did a very good game, especially keeping this Liverpool team who have really been on form. They are undefeated in the Premier League. They are scoring goals for fun. They don't concede many goals. But we're able to make Alisson be at his best, because if he was not at his best, Atleti wins that game for sure. So overall, like Cholo said, well, we had a good game, but games like that are really bad. But I wasn't happy with Jurgen Klopp's press conference because he's talked about the fact that, well, the dated defeats are the ones that taste better. Well, us Atleti fans, we are used to that, but well, let's see how things go.
Okay, so Like you said, there are, I think, two instances where the players could have given up, really, after going 2-0 down, and then when the red card, but they just kept pushing. So I was very happy, really, with the performance. And you mentioned it was a very in-form Liverpool team. Maxi, what did you think of Liverpool's performance yesterday, and how does it compare to their recent performances?
Yeah, I would say that it didn't live up to our recent form, but that's mostly, in my opinion, because Atleti did a great game, and as you guys said, I hate going into games against Atleti because they're so good at playing us, and they did just that yesterday. Like, not many teams come back from two goals against us, and after Griezmann's red card, they continue to press for goals. So yeah, I think that Liverpool had one of their weaker performances this season. We conceded a lot of chances, and Alisson really came up big for us, because if it weren't for him, I think that Atleti would have won. And honestly, I thought Atleti would win before Griezmann's red card. After that, it's hard to play Liverpool because it's such an intense team, and going up against that with 10 men is really tough. So thereafter, I thought we would come back and win, but I mean, this game could have ended whatever result. So yeah, I'm really happy about the win, but it's not one of our better games this season, I think. But then again, we did some changes, and that kind of changed things for us as well. So credit to that.
I mean, the Fabinho substitution did give you a bit more control in midfield. However, it was really, before the red card, it was Atletico's midfield that was winning the battle, except for the first 10 minutes. And Depaul and Lemar had just an absolutely exceptional game. Depaul played multiple passes that could have easily been assists. There was the Griezmann one-on-one with Alisson, a brilliant save from the keeper. And of course, there was one for João Félix. And it was a tough angle, but he had a good shot. As well, also in the second half, there was a good ball he played for Carrasco. And so, yeah, I mean, the result could have been very different, and it was really the little mistakes, the little details that made all the differences in that game. What were your thoughts about the referee decisions? Now, there was a lot of anger among Atletico fans because, you know, it was such a brilliant performance from Atletico, and of course it did change the outcome of the game. But did you agree with the decisions the referee made? There was the penalty for Liverpool, the red card, and the overturned penalty for Atletico.
Yeah, I think that the red card isn't much of a discussion, to be honest. I really think it was a mistake by Griezmann. It wasn't anything intentional, but you have responsibility for your body, and it was a very high kick that could have ended a lot more badly than it did. So that I agree with. But when it comes to the penalties, you know, I think that Liverpool's is more a penalty than not. But then again, I think that the penalty Atletico had taken away could have easily been a penalty. It was a 50-50 decision, and I don't know. I've seen penalties being given for a lot less than what Jota did against, I think it was Carrasco, no? Or Jimenez?
It was Jimenez.
Yeah. Yeah, so The penalties are, of course, controversial. And both could have been not penalties, and both could have been penalties. But when it comes to the red card, I think that it was a pretty good decision, because even though it wasn't intentional, it was a dangerous kick, which could have ended a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, I really agree with you. So there was a lot of it was understandably frustrating for Atletico fans, Griezmann's red card. While some may argue that it should have been a yellow, since he wasn't looking in that direction, it is it has been given quite a few times a red, since it's a very dangerous dangerous thing he did. And of course, the penalties, and I mean, I think the penalty for Liverpool is very clear, but for Jimenez, like you said, it was a 50-50 kind of situation. So, I mean, I would have been very glad to see it given, but I think if it was given against us, I would have been upset as well. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really blame the referee too much for it. It was really frustrating, since it was a glorious game before that. So those things happen, I guess. Emmanuel, what do you think of these decisions?
Firstly, I agree with Maxi on about the red card. Well, the rule says if it's a challenge that endangers a player's safety, then it's a red card, and that was what happened, because it was high boot and to the face. That was unlucky. It happens. Well, it's a mistake from Griezmann, like he said. Coming to Liverpool's penalty, well, I think it's a penalty, and I was really furious at him also for doing that, even though I know his intention was to go soldier to soldier with Jota, and then shove him off the ball so that the ball can go out for a goal kick. But looking at the Milan game and seeing something similar not being given to Importo's favor, well, it kind of felt like, well, that's inconsistency, but well, there are different referees. And coming to Aletti's penalty, both of you guys have said 50-50. Well, it would have gone either way, but looking at it again, as you guys were talking about it, looking at it again and reviewing it, well, technically, Jimenez could have arrived at the ball, yes, but technically, Jota brought him down, but well, if football, you cannot calculate the amount of contact if it was fair or not. So it was, well, to be honest, like you said, it was harsh. If it was given, yes, even against Aletti, I would have complained that, well, but it's really difficult to go against the referee. Well, I'm saying so because, well, so far this Champions League, apart from the Milan game, I think our game against Porto, we should have played 11 against 9. I know I'm going to a different game, but that type of, I know as a fan, the adrenaline pumping when you're watching the game, that type of feeling just come up. And if you are not level-headed, well, you may see things that are not really great. So far, well, the referee, in my opinion, do not really have the best of games, but those decisions were okay, in my opinion.
It feels so much more harsh as well, because it was such a great game, and Atleti fought so well after the red card, and then they get the penalty against them, but then they fight back again and gets a penalty, and then it gets taken away. So I really understand why it must sting so hard for Atleti supporters, because it the whole game really made it worse. I mean, how they fought back so well, and then it gets taken away.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because watching the players give their all and the penalty be given in the, is it 87 minutes, and you are like, yeah, that at least, well, you have played with 10 men, and it's like a reward. Because to be honest, we're not really lucky in that game. There was a time in which Alisson came out to clear the ball, and he ricocheted over Matip, I think, and luckily, he fell back to him and not Griezmann. So I was like, well, God is giving us something. But, well, that type of feeling just came back. We just see where it has passed, but the feeling is still there that, if only.
Yeah, I mean, even Simeone talked about that and said this is probably how AC Milan felt after Atletico had quite a few refereeing decisions in their favor in that game. So, yeah, I mean, those things happen in football. This probably was harsher on Milan than it was on us, since those decisions were, I think, more justified. So, yeah, I mean, ignoring that, there were just so many positives to take from the game. Atletico were up against one of the most informed teams in Europe. Always tough to play against them under Klopp. And there were just so many brilliant performances. I don't think any of the players really played poorly. Even Hermoso and Felipe, despite you know, those mistakes. Felipe wasn't as much. I mean, it was an unfortunate for him that it fell to Keita, who scored an absolute world-class goal. And Hermoso was playing very well up until that point, and he was holding his hamstring, looked injured and unable to continue. So I don't know how much that influenced that action that happened with Jota in the box. In midfield, I did talk about Lemar, who continued his amazing form, and De Paul as well, playing just out of his mind the entire night. But another thing we have to focus on is the connection that was between Joao Felix and Griezmann. Emmanuel, what do you think of it?
I just checked before we just came to record the podcast, and a little start on Twitter, and he was talking about Griezmann and Felix link up 8 times, and one of them resulted in the goal. Well, I think that's a partnership which, like Sam Rivers just wrote in his article earlier this morning about it being the future of Atletico's attack, with Suarez maybe not renewing his contract. Technically, it is great because Griezmann likes to operate from the right and Felix from the left. And in that game against Liverpool, Felix operated more centrally and at times drifted towards the left, and both of them were not interfering with each other, like say it was Griezmann and Correa, which both love to play on the right. So I think there's a lot of positives to take from that game, considering that the link up to the goal, and there were other occasions in which I think Griezmann won the ball back in Liverpool's half, and he played the pass to Felix. Sadly, Felix's control wasn't the best. But I think going forward, that there's a lot of things that can take from that partnership, given Felix is more a ball-to-feet player, while Griezmann is somebody who likes to run in behind. I think when we recorded the podcast and we were talking about Griezmann's return, I talked about the fact that I would love to see that Griezmann from 2016, in which he operated more running behind, operated closer to a number 9. And I think that is what we saw against Liverpool. Someone playing on the shoulder of the defenders, not willing to make those runs, the same runs he was making while at Barcelona, but sadly they were not picking him out. But luckily he's back at Atleti and they are picking him out. So technically there's a lot of positivity from that partnership, given especially the fact that Griezmann has the legs that Suarez lacks. Griezmann has the defensive discipline. That means he's willing to track back. So I think there's a lot of things that I can go on and go on about how good the partnership will be. But that was just the second time both players were on the pitch, and this was the first time both players started. So going forward, maybe against La Real, I know maybe Suarez will come back into the team, but I would not mind seeing something similar. So I think the partnership is really great for Atleti, especially given that we did not sign a striker and having something that just comes out and is about to bear fruit. So I'm thinking about the future wise, or going forward, I think that the partnership is really great for Atleti.
Yeah, I mean, that's the role I have recently wanted Griezmann to take. I mean, he was involved a lot in building attacks in his first stint, and I don't think that's needed anymore. There's Felix, De Paul, Lemar, and Koke who can create for him, and of course Llorente and Trippier. So him being a finisher type player is much more suited to this team, and we saw in previous games that he was really standing in the way of some of the players, especially running in the area Llorente likes to operate in. So if he embraces this new role and returns to form, I think sky's the limit for Griezmann, and I really hope we see that more of that.
Yes, you just said something really good, given that you said about the fact that he's no more in the Atleti team in which he had to create for himself and maybe others, but it's in the team in which he's fooled by so many creative players, and that means he can just maybe act as a number nine or a striker, and they are going to feed him the balls like we saw yesterday. So that is one of the things I think says a lot about maybe Atleti not even, well, maybe going for a backup striker, well, but says a lot about if him, his partnership with Felix, given he plays around somebody who can create so much for him.
Okay, brilliant. Maxi, it was called the group of death, and it has really proven that it was very deserving of that name. How much do you fancy of the chances of each of the teams going forward? And you cover for AC Milan as well, being a Rossoneri fan. Do you think there's any hope for them?
I thought so before yesterday. Now it feels more tough, to be honest with you. There's always the possibility, but you know, there has to be a lot of things happening for them to go through, and even for qualifying for the Europa League. But you know, it's been a really tough group, and I don't think any AC Milan fan beforehand kind of thought that we will go through to the playoffs here. Best case scenario would have been Europa League. Most just thinks it's such a great feeling being back in the Champions League again after 7 years out of it. I think it will be tough for Milan to go through. But you know, I also don't think that the group kind of mirrors how they've played, because you know, yesterday I guess Porto was kind of dire, but against Liverpool and Athletic, Milan played well, I think. Against Atleti, the red card changed a lot for Milan, who almost got 3 points or 1 points out of it, but you know, it is what it is, and that's football. But I think that that Liverpool and Atletico will go through. If Liverpool win the next against Atletico, they are through. And I think Atletico are the best equipped team thereafter to grab the last playoff spots.
I think Liverpool are all but there, really. Porto have proven to be quite a fierce competitor in this group, and not many people expected it, but they've been absolutely brilliant. And like you said, we do feel for Milan a bit. They were brilliant in both games against Atletico and Liverpool, but that's just the cruel nature of football, I guess. So I'm not sure they're done for. They could very well change things, but let's just say I hope they don't, since that makes it tougher for Atletico. Emmanuel, it depends on what version we see of Atletico, if it's the one that was struggling earlier this season, or the one that performed yesterday, or against Barcelona. So how much do you fancy Atletico's chances of advancing with that in mind?
Well, I think all Atleti fans are already saying it, and I'm on board with that Atleti's qualification chances will lie on the final match day against Porto. But well, there are still 3 games to play, and a win at Anfield could change things. So, but I think that game against Porto is looking more likely like the game to decide things for Atleti. In my opinion, I think if Milan win against Porto, then it changes things for them because they have 3 points, and especially if Liverpool beat Atleti, and that's you have Atleti 4 points, Porto 4 points, and Milan 3 points. So I think the group is still very open, but we all know, like you just all know, Liverpool have the higher possibility of qualifying. You take something, I don't know how to describe, but not for them not to qualify. So for Atleti qualifying, it depends because, in my opinion, Atleti gets a result at Anfield, even a draw, and then a home win against Milan, I think will be true because we will not need much because I don't fancy Porto's chances at Anfield. So I think Atleti is still in their own hands, and it all depends on how they will play in the games against Milan and Porto. But as we have been seeing this season, Atleti have been progressing. I think Cholo needed time to find the right formation, find the right system, or find the right rules for certain players. And we talked about certain games needing certain players, like the Liverpool game needed Griezmann and not Suarez. So I think going forward, him making those type of decisions on a daily basis, partido after partido, it's going to prove fruitful for Atleti.
Okay, so now, Maxi, what's next for Liverpool before the away game for Atletico at Anfield? You have a big game on Sunday, I think, against United.
Yeah, that's a big event until next game against Atleti. And yeah, it will be a really exciting game. Always a big game against United. So it will be important for Liverpool to win that game because they're currently in the top fighting for the first spot, and yeah, they need every point they can get. But it's tough going to Old Trafford playing United. We don't have that good of a record against them away. So yeah, it will be a very exciting game. But I think, to be honest, it will be more important for United to get points than for Liverpool because they're in a tough spot now after 1-1 against Everton and 4-2 loss against Leicester City. So yeah, but definitely tune into it because I think it will be a great game. It usually is when Liverpool and United play. Thereafter, Liverpool play Preston in the cup, and a game at home against Brighton before Atleti. Brighton, I think, shouldn't be underestimated because they have something going under Graham Potter. But yeah, that's pretty much a brief recap of what's going to happen for Liverpool before Atleti comes to Anfield.
Let's just hope it leaves us with as good a feeling as the last time we went to Anfield. Emmanuel,
don't remind me.
Emmanuel, can you please give us a quick preview of the upcoming La Real game for Atletico?
Oh, okay. Well, Atleti playing La Real is going to be a very tough game for both sides, I think, because La Real have been one of the best teams in La Liga this season, despite all of their injuries, and they are not just good. I think the Atleti is very similar to La Real. If you check out the XG for an XG against, you see Atleti and La Real create a lot of quality chances and don't concede a lot of quality chances. And as for La Real, they love to have the ball. So last season, I think Atleti kind of let them have the ball and try to hit them on the counter, and we are going to see a similar thing happening this weekend. But the difference between this season and last season, I think, is the fact that La Real has improved on their counter press. But the issue is that their progression is not really the best with so many players injured. So I think Atleti are in a better position, not because of the performance against Liverpool, but because of the injuries that La Real have. And technically, they have been grinding out results. Not saying they don't deserve them, but so they have deserved some. They have not deserved to win, not that they deserve to lose, but it's just that those injuries have affected them, but they still managed to grind out the result. As always, playing La Real is not very easy. Like I've just said, is they're a tough team. Emmanuel is doing something fantastic there. In the project they are doing, that in the project they have, that is incorporating the players from the B team into the first team, something I would like to see happen at Aleti, and that started happening with how they are reconstructing the B team. So it all depends on how what Cholo decides to go for in that game, but I think you go for the 3-5-2. But the issue now will come in, it will Korea or Felix, you have problems we have been talking about, but he is the one to make the decisions and he goes with them game by game. But personally, I would like to see a repeat of Griezmann, Felix against La Real. But yeah, we all know it wouldn't be possible because we have to do rotations as the games are coming very fast. So hopefully Cholo gets it right against La Real, because it's the La Real. They are not like, say, Espanyol, that we had a bad game against them and then we came back, because they are very difficult to break down and also difficult to take the ball off them. So overall, I'm expecting Aleti to edge the game. So I'm expecting 3 points this weekend from Aleti.
It's hard not to be very optimistic, since it feels like Cholo has finally found the perfect starting lineup and system for the current players. And while it did sacrifice some starters and Llorente, I mean, he got injured yesterday, but he was on the bench. While it did sacrifice them, but I think the current midfield and the current system is the best we have used all season. So it feels like the team is finally clicking, and I think if we can keep this up, then we're on for a brilliant season. And of course, the squad depth is, you know, very useful to have, something Liverpool have been talking about for quite a while, haven't they, Max?
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for coming, Maxi. It was very great having you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure to be on. It's really fun to talk about football with you guys. So if you have me, I'll love to come back again sometime.
Hopefully we'll be back in 2 weeks when Atleti and Liverpool play each other again. Emmanuel, thanks again today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to discuss with you, Atta, and it was great talking to Maxi. He's a really good guy. So hopefully we have him back on the pod soon. Like you said, in 2 weeks time, I'll let him play against Liverpool at Anfield. And hopefully that time we'll be the ones making the fun and laughing, and him being the one crying. So I'm looking forward to that.
And of course, thank you guys for listening to today's episode, and see you next time. Echando coraje, corazón. Atleti, Atleti, Atlético de Madrid. Atleti, Atleti, Atlético de Madrid. Jugando, ganando, peleas como el que siempre la afición se estremece con pasión cuando quedas entre todos campeón. Y se ve frente al balón a un equipo de verdad que esta tarde de ambiente llenará. Yo me voy al Manzanares, al estadio Vicente Calderón, donde millares, los que gustan de un fútbol de emoción, porque luchan como hermanos, defendiendo sus colores.
echando coraje corazón. Que siempre la afición se estremece con pasión cuando quedas entre todos campeón. Y se ve frente al balón a un equipo de verdad, esta tarde de ambiente.